Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Kevin standing in for Dan. Dan's on vacation. He's having a good time down in Florida. And we wish him well. And excited to talk to my next guest. Is my one of my best buddies of all time, Wayne Elliott. Welcome to the Power Hour, Wayne.
Thanks, Kevin. Always my pleasure to be with you, buddy. I'm really still sorry. I'm still fretting over not being able to get together with you there in April because of all the shutdown and all. We were going to have some fun there.
We were. I had two new guns for you to test out.
Well, boy, and I'm just looking forward to seeing all you guys and having some good fun again. But anyway, as we said, we'll do her again.
Yeah. When are you coming down again?
Well, I don't know. Geez, I've got to make a trip to the East Coast of Canada and the West Coast of Canada, both. And, cripes, I don't like flying anyway, but I driving out west, that's a long 4 or 5 day drive each way. But now you can't get on the airplanes unless you can wear a mask, Kevin, and I can't wear one. You know, with that exposure to asbestos a long, long time ago I just can't. Back at SARS, I tried to, not because you had to, I just thought, geez, maybe I better, flying, and I don't like flying. And I even just put on a paper mask, and I couldn't do it. A couple of minutes, I had to get that thing off. I do, it's no joke, Kevin, this oxygen deprivation.
Absolutely.
And most people can do it, can manage breathing properly. We have over half our staff wear respirators. For fume, heavy metal fume, and so forth, at their work shift. Asbestos workers, of course, constantly, while working, have it on. But most of those boys have these powered respirators, Kevin, that's got a battery pack, and you're actually not completely closed in. There's a shield on the face of it, but there's so much air forced into it, you see, that no air from outside the mask can get in. That's what I'd have to wear, I guess, if I was... Well, they wouldn't allow that because...
They wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow it, for sure.
No, I guess they wouldn't because my air would be getting out amongst everybody. And I never thought about that. But no, so I can't fly, I guess, till the restrictions come off anyway. But I would... Well, I drove down to see you guys in St. Louis there anyway. Anything less than 18 hours, I don't even think about the airplane. I just drive. I'm not sure when I'll get down next, Kevin, because I've been waiting to go, east and west, two separate trips, and with everything still largely shut down, I didn't want to set out under those conditions necessarily, and you like to stop and get something decent to eat once in a while and so forth, So I'm not sure, buddy. I'm not sure when I'll be headed out. Geez, I was saying to you there just before we came on, Kevin, I just read 5 minutes ago the Prime Minister and Parliament's going to vote today via telephone or however they're doing it. They're not meeting yet, and they're voting to suspend the Parliament till September 21st. Now, I really don't understand, Kevin, why they'd shoot so far ahead like that and why not go, week to week or month to month. Why? It's the whole. So, well, I guess they get the summer off anyway. That just reminded me. Summer anyway.
Answer your own question.
Yeah, no sense going back for 4 weeks, I guess.
Or coming
back the first four or three of September. So I also was mentioning to you, I've made a couple of gentlemen's bets, and actually I bet my wife a buck. She's Karen's from Cleveland. She's a U.S. citizen and kind of anxious to get down and see her friends and her brothers and sister down in Cleveland. And, of course, the border is still closed. And so she's asking me the other day, when do you think it's going to open? Now, President Trump wanted to open it, and then our leader, Prime Minister, said, no, we're not going to open it yet. So, I guess Trump had no choice but to go along with it, but he did. And so Karen said, when do you think they're going to open it? And I said, you know what my bet is? After Labor Day, after the holiday weekend. And trouble is, Kevin, I think they'll have a lot of support for that position. Now, you never know about this silent majority that's talked about. You know, it's usually the squeaky wheels get the grease. And there's a lot of squeaky wheels here. And whether it's true or not, Kevin, they said a poll last week said that 72% of Canadians was in favor of a mandatory vaccination. And that stressed me out a little bit. And you know what I don't get, Kevin? If the vaccine works, and hopefully it does for those who choose to take it, that's for sure. I hope it works. We know the harms they can cause. It's well known. And I guess not surprising if you're injected with a cocktail of viruses that something could go wrong. Apparently they just had the news, excuse me, a young baby died after 8 vaccines. I didn't even bother to read the article because that's just sad as hell. Well, they had the baby picture there. And but if they were
as
advertised, Kevin, why would it have to be mandatory, and why would they be worried about those who chose not to if they were the only ones at risk?
Yeah, it's all a game. It's all a ploy.
Well, did you get my point, though, Kevin? I mean,
yeah.
if I wanted the vaccination and I believed and hoped that it worked as it's supposed to, why would I worry about anyone who wasn't vaccinated? Wouldn't they be the ones at risk?
Yeah. It wouldn't matter.
I don't get it. The thing I got against it, you know, from Strauss's teachings over all the years, he did not believe in them generally. Because he said, you know, it's kind of like any other pharmaceutical. What's the correct amount? Would everyone get the same size dose, whether you were 100 pounds or 240 pounds? I don't know the answers to these questions. Maybe they do, Kevin, get a different dose, but, the things that, you know, Strauss always said, no, I'm not going to get injected with the poison or disease that I'm trying to avoid. And he and all kinds of virologists that I've watched and watched videos and listened and read from and been on radio with, agree with Jim Strauss that we get our immune strength from nature, from exposure to this. You know, they always said one of the best things you can do, go dig in the garden, go dig on the beach. It's all kinds of creatures there, bacteria and viruses, and they say it was a virus started live creatures on the earth. You know, we actually, part of us is virus, and we need bacteria and germs.
Yeah,
we're largely made up of that. And Strauss always believed, like everything else, you're meant to get that naturally, not by injecting it. And and what exactly do you inject with, Kevin? I mean, this really bewilders me. You know, I knew nothing about these virus vaccines until the stuff I read lately, and it's a cocktail of various viruses. And geez, I don't know, buddy.
Plus mercury and aluminum and all sorts of other stuff. That's not good for you.
No, mercury is the most toxic metal to humans.
I know.
Second is cadmium, and third is lead. But mercury is a very toxic metal, and so I know that's one of the things I've heard that some folks have against it, but just the same, I swear I'd be scared to death, Kevin, to get one.
Well, even in the polio vaccines we had as a kid, they found out that they put SV40 cancer viruses in it. That was, you know, 50 years ago.
And yeah, it was the thing is, Kevin, vaccines, first of all, don't have to be clinically trialed for 5 years. So
right. There's
absolutely no, other than
studies,
using their education and so forth and trying to estimate, but there's no long-term results known. And,
and they don't care.
I think of things like that drug Vioxx, which was a largely selling pharmaceutical for arthritis years ago. And apparently successful for arthritis. And when it was, they didn't notice this in the first clinical trial when they got it approved and sold. I think there were millions of people in the world that took this Vioxx anyway. I can't remember how many million. But, Kevin, on a second clinical study, And this I thought was pretty wild because they thought, or someone thought, that they'd try it for polyps on the colon, that it might work for that. Now, I have no idea. I'm not educated in that science. I have no idea if there's any relativity there. Someone thought so, at least, to the point of doing a clinical study. And during that clinical study, do you know what they discovered, Kevin? That Vioxx was giving people a 400 to 500% greater chance of having heart attack and stroke. It was causing people to have heart attacks, and it was quickly pulled from the market. After that study, but it escaped that in the first study. And, you know, when I learn things like that, it just increases my wariness and fear, to be honest, about using any of those. And I, you know, I've kind of sworn off any pills, including aspirins, now for 23 years, and I'm glad I have. But, boy, oh, boy, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's scary. It's estimated that that vaccine that we got, the polio vaccine, that 100 million people were infested with that cancer virus. You know, and that was years ago. Can you imagine what they're doing now?
Yeah. My point is, I guess they wouldn't know. They wouldn't have the data to be able to say whether people got cancer or not after that vaccine. And I don't think they'd boasted too widely anyway to start with, but there's likely no records or data of that.
So
this is particularly scary in my view, and I just, when I saw that mandatory, I thought it was kind of like nails on a chalkboard to me. And you know, just wondering why should it be necessary anyway? Because those with the vaccine would be protected. You and me talked about this, Kevin, just after I left you and Daniel before Christmas there. I know my wife and I got it. I got it first, and, I was under the weather for 1 month, and the third week was the worst for me, and it was respiratory. My symptoms were all respiratory. And the other thing I was surprised at, when Karen got it, unless she somehow got another flu strain and did not get what I had, she had the vomiting and diarrhea, which I didn't have, and the fever, and she was knocked right down where she was in bed a few days. Well, I was never that ill, but I did stay home. Of course, you don't want to give anybody else your flu or cold or whatever you got, and I didn't feel that good to start with, but I'm just pretty sure I had it. And here's another thing that gets me, Kevin, and makes me suspicious. They continue to come out with numbers, and the numbers seem to be sufficiently scaring people. But the numbers they come out with still are the number of deaths and the number infected, and sometimes in the reports a third number of the number recovered so far. But after Governor Cuomo came on a few weeks ago and said that they had done a whole lot of random testing. I take the way he spoke, outside stores and parking lots, all over the place, just randomly taken a cross section of the population, testing them, and they did thousands of tests. Well, then they got these smart actuarial people, and then like they do for the polls, you know, the when they do polling, and then they can say, you know, 19 times out of 20, this is correct. Well, what they found in New York was when they went through all the arithmetic, that they figured 3 million people in New York State had already had it. This was Governor Cuomo saying it on the TV, because he's been on constantly as well, like Trump, you know. Well, they're not throwing these numbers in. So, you know, the death count may not only be skewed. It's out of proportion, if you know what I mean, because of the millions they believe that had it recovered that didn't know they had it. And
plus, if you die in a car accident, they count you as COVID because the hospital gets extra money.
Well, I've heard plenty of stories from doctors and read and seen the videos from plenty on that. I wondered to myself why, first of all, unless you really wanted to scare the heck out of people, which they've done a good job of, if anybody intended to do that, they've done it. But until I learned that $13,000 and change, if a person goes on a ventilator, the hospital gets extra, and $39,000, what was the $39,000 if the person died? I forget. Well, there was a 39,000.
Yeah, I think it was 39,000 for the.
Flip me now, Kevin.
Why? Yeah, I thought that was for the ventilator, but I could be getting them mixed up. Yeah, but there was two big payments. Tell me that's not an incentive for the hospital to write COVID down on their
report.
I know
what it was now, Kevin. If they were considered to have the infection, the hospital got $39,000, and if they went on a ventilator, that was another $13,000 and change dollars. And I suppose that was under the guise of having to do this extra work and quarantining and so forth, extra protections and so forth in the hospital. And so maybe, maybe I could see it. I mean, who knows what all they had to do, including wearing all the protective gear and, of course, no visitors. I thought that was that was something that was almost unimaginable, really, that older folks and children dying alone. That was, I'm ashamed that that happened.
Yeah, especially with, 0.035 or something like that, death rate. You know, the flu is more deadly than the COVID. So,
well, in a bad year it is so far, Kevin. Now, people that are taking the opposite position are saying, well, that's the whole year. This was over 11 or 12 weeks. Well, now, come on. It's not very usual to get the flu in the summer.
Most
of us get it in the late fall or winter if we're going to get it. So, I thought that was a bit of nonsense. But when I did some research, stayed up one night just to see what the death count was on all kinds of other ailments, including car crashes. 1.35 million people a year die in car crashes in the world. 9.6 million people a year of cancer in the world. And heart disease, cardiovascular in the United States alone, 771,000 people a year. 3.1 million children starve per year in the world. And so, here we are, not to make light of one of those deaths. That is not my point, of course. But just under, I guess, $100,000, 100,000 people, rather, out of the 330 million in the United States. And that's Kevin, if we believe that 100,000 number isn't skewed. I personally think
I
it is,
skewed.
Because why would Dr. Fauci's department have written that letter to doctors and hospitals about leaning towards the corona as the cause of death
on
death certificates?
Yeah, we're being very I think out of the one of the comments is we're being very liberal with our corona, access to it or whatever it is, writing it down. So,
well, it was interesting, Kevin, when I looked up, and I forgot it on my first post, but when I looked up influenza B on the CDC and the WHO reports, the regular flu, influenza B, kills in the world between, this said, 295,000 and 650,000 people a year. So at this point in time, if that's true, because that's from the CDC and the WHO, those figures, if that's true, we're at the lower end of the average currently from corona. We're up there at 300 and, I forget the number, 300 and some odd thousand deaths, Kevin. And so that's at the lower end of the averages of influenza B, 650,000 being at the highest end of the averages, right?
Yeah, and they didn't shut down the world for that.
Well, they've never done it for any of these things before.
Any of it. It's a joke. It's a joke.
Well,
I mean, people can stay in their houses. They don't have to shut down the industry. They don't have to do this. It's all planned. It's all dog training. It's all Pablo's dog. You ring the bell, you get fed. You know. Everybody's got a mask. Everybody has got to do what the government says. I say no. Don't do what the government says. That's my thought.
Well, I prefer more. Using some of my own common sense and thinking things out and assessing what I see and read and hear. And I'm very grateful for Jim Strauss's teachings, Kevin, to be able to maybe think, consider things from a bit more educated point than I used to. And there's a lot of this that's hard to swallow indeed. And
boy.
And you know, one fortunate thing, and this is certainly not to be cold. I mean, every single death breaks somebody's heart. There's no question about it, and it's too bad we all couldn't live forever. But one of the good things about this was that it was largely, I think 93%, seniors, and a very high percentage of those, 90%, with a serious ailment, Kevin.
Correct.
You know, heart disease
Absolutely.
Led the list. Diabetes was second, and lung and respiratory was third. I kind of thought it was the top of the risk category when things first came out, because that's what they were talking about. And then when I looked into the facts, it's actually heart disease sufferers were almost twice as much risk as lung disease sufferers, and in the middle was diabetics. And I honestly didn't hear that on any news report, did you?
No, so we really don't know what the real numbers are that died from COVID, just COVID, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think we'll ever
find out. I wonder if we'll ever know.
I don't think we'll ever will.
You know, I watched another interview, Kevin, and this shocked me out of my boots because of something that happened years ago with that cloned sheep, Dolly the sheep. You might remember that. Well, I was with Jim Strauss.
I remember Dolly. I sure do.
Yeah, I was with Jim Strauss in the car driving from Toronto from the Canadian Health Food Show when the report came on the Canadian radio news. And it said that she died at age 3 before sheep normally die, and that she developed arthritis in her legs in a way that sheep generally don't get. And they finished the report by saying that Health Canada had several applications before it to use to develop cloned animals for our food. So I'm
Correct.
Driving, Jim Strauss sitting next to me. He didn't say anything. I thought, wow, that's weird. He didn't say anything. I said, Jim, did you hear that? He didn't say anything. So I talked a little louder. He's right beside me. I said, Jim, did you hear that news report? And he said, yes, they'll make monsters. And I'll never forget
that's
that.
The music,
it was
Wayne.
Twice I ever heard him raise his voice.
That's the music, Wayne. We'll be back in 6 minutes.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a vitamin toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
To the Power Hour, this is Uncle Kev sitting in for Daniel, and we're talking to Wayne Elliott. Wayne, great to have you back on the Power Hour.
Thanks, Kevin. We were chewing the fat at the break there.
We were.
About some of the products, and, you know, what's real important always, Kevin, not just today, of course, but always, is our immune health. Our immune system is our defense department. We've talked about this before, and the best thing we can do, of course, is stay in the best health we can and not get sick. It's a heck of a thing, especially as you get older, to try and come back from serious ailments. So, you know, the best thing we can do is to look after ourselves and avoid them. And it's no one thing, Kevin. It, you know, it's a combination of things, of course, trying to get enough nourishing food, enough natural food, best we can to not be eating all seedless and GMO foods. So, you know, that garden's very important to people, and so you need enough food. You do need some exercise, sunshine, and fresh air. I mean, the Creator would not have given us legs, Kevin, and arms if we weren't supposed to use them. And you know, sitting on the couch or playing the video games all the time isn't going to do it for us. So we do need to get some exercise, and it doesn't have to be marathon running or anything, Kevin. It can be stretching in the garden, doing a little digging and weeding. Excellent to be among the dirt anyway. This is how we help build our immune systems. Playing on the beach. I love to see kids playing on the beach, making sandcastles amongst all the creatures and bacteria and viruses and the cells that we're made from. We all came from those same cells. And this is how we keep our immune system strong, is to defend us, and it does, a healthy immune system. So we've got to, you know, get some exercise, even if it's a stroll. Light walk is great. Some sunshine, good food. But we need to support our immune systems, and we need to, I believe, Kevin, cleanse and detox our systems as well. But because if our immune system weakens, we're susceptible to everything from bacteria, bacterial infections, viruses, flu bugs, colds, all the way up, candida, yeast, all the way up to cancer, Kevin.
Absolutely.
Cancer attacks us when our immune system doesn't protect us, as simple as that.
And correct.
you know, the cancer is darn near an epidemic today. We were saying
it sure is. You turn around, everybody's, this person over here has got cancer. This person over here has got, emphysema. This person over there has got leukemia. I mean, you turn around and it's like, oh my gosh.
Because nobody doesn't know somebody, Kevin, or have someone in their family who has it or has had it or passed from it. And, I remember
hardly anybody had cancer, you know?
That's right. I was just going to say that myself, Kevin. I remember driving the garbage truck in the big glass company account that I had hauling their garbage, and the manager there was just a great man, and I was just a kid, and he was an experienced man, and he was always so friendly to me, and one day he didn't look very good, and I said, "What's the matter, Mr. Mackey? Everything all right?" And he said, "Wayne, they tell me I got the C." He didn't even say the words, Kevin. It was like
that.
It was rare enough. It was almost like there was some shame in it or something, I'll never forget that. And today, there's hardly anybody doesn't know somebody that's had cancer or has it.
Yeah, I had cancer two or three times where it came back,
That's an immune system not working 100% as intended. So, some of the products, I can tell you what I take, Kevin, and you've taken some of them now yourself, so you may have some things to say. The main product that saved my life, the Strauss Heart Drops, the designed to safely dissolve plaque and cholesterol from everywhere in our body we have a vessel, vein, or artery to carry it, right out to our skin, those little tiny capillaries. And if we don't get enough blood to our skin, we can have bluish-gray skin or bluish-gray lips. Well, that's circulation. Diabetics, it's their biggest problem is circulation. And so the Strauss Heart Drops, that's what they were designed for. I don't think it's any coincidence, Kevin, that the main ingredient is aged garlic extract, nature's single most powerful support for our immune system is aged garlic. So that is the main ingredient. So Strauss Heart Drops is always a good thing. I mean, I've been taking them 23 years now, Kevin, and I'm not stopping. I'll tell you that. I don't want to get clogged up again, and I'm just happy on them. I've been very lucky. Saved my life and changed my life. But there's other great products, too. The oregano products, they've been shown for generations, really, to be a powerful, powerful herb and a good bug killer and so forth. I tried three different times in the last 20 years, Kevin, to take oil of oregano, and it was too hot for my mouth, and it gave me heartburn when I took it. So I was thrilled to discover from Strauss the smooth oregano product. It's spearmint flavored, and not only is it easy to take and I don't get heartburn, but this smooth oregano and another product called Cold Storm, which is another garlic-based product, these two products have the pretty rare designation as being okay for expecting mothers and children. That isn't something that you usually see, Kevin, and Health Canada has approved them for expecting mothers and children. So couldn't be safer. It can't hurt you, that's for sure. None of these products can. And when I took it, because I'm, one of the original Cookie Monster team members, I do love that kind of thing, and I've eaten more than I should have. Well, I took that smooth oregano when I found out about it about a year ago. I think it was last May when I was out west, actually. And boy, did it work, Kevin. It killed that yeast in me. And when our bodies have yeast die inside us, our body really wants to be rid of it. So, not to be rude, but you're to the toilet and you get rid of it, and you know that it's not the normal thing in the toilet. So I don't want to say any more than that, but you know it's working.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Been there, done that.
Yeah. Well, it made me feel so good, Kevin, who wants that stuff in them, right? So I love it.
For
the
you.
Fact it's so easy to take, it's part of my daily regimen. We all need, I believe, Kevin, full spectrum minerals. Now, Strauss doesn't sell them, but there are some fine brands on the market that folks can get themselves. I take one that's a full spectrum, and me and my mother were the same. If we don't take these minerals, we get leg and foot cramps. I suffered the same thing as my mother did, God love her. And without these, it wasn't not enough water, it wasn't enough oxygen. For us, it was these minerals. And trouble is, Kevin, our soil is depleted, so the minerals aren't in the soil the way they were meant to be naturally. If they're not in the soil, they can't go into our vegetables and fruits. They're not there to be had. And if it's not in the vegetables and fruits, then we aren't getting what we're supposed to get when we eat those vegetables and fruits. And hence, that can be a problem. So I'm a full believer in full spectrum minerals. And of course, we do need some vitamin C. It's a wonderful substance for our health and for our immune system. I personally take a powdered one, and I just mix it in water, and easy to take, and to get the vitamin C. Another way, of course, is with rose hips. That's nature's highest form of vitamin C. The Greeks used to call it food of the gods. Rose hips is a great source of vitamin C, but we definitely want enough of that. And vitamin D3, Kevin, that we're supposed to get from the sunshine. And on the last, I'll bet you for 15 years, that's been the only thing wrong with my blood work, has been the vitamin D3. And again, it's available in health stores or online. Again, Strauss doesn't make vitamins or minerals, but I know it's available. I take one. I'll tell you the brand that I take. It comes in a gel cap. This one's Natural Factors. I think that's a Canadian company. But you just want a good quality vitamin D3. As we get older, we're apparently less able to absorb it as well as younger people do. And it's very important for many things, including the heart and heart health. So, and what I did, Kevin, I screwed up. I can't believe I did this. I misunderstood the dose of vitamin D3. And for years, I was taking one-tenth of the recommended daily dose. No wonder my blood tests kept coming back the same.
Yeah.
So I just discovered, I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm like the shoemaker. I got the worst shoes. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I just discovered this 6 months ago, that I was taking only 10% of what I should have been. So you need to take enough, whatever it is, food, folks. It's like food. You know, if you're starving to death, a bite of an apple or a cob of corn won't help you too much. So do pay attention to that and make sure you're taking what you're supposed to take with any of these supplements. And, of course, not because there's any danger. There isn't to natural substances, none. No contraindication with chemical drugs either. But, by God, do not do that with your prescriptions. Of course, you got to be careful. Please do read your paperwork. The manufacturers warn you of potential harms and side effects possible. So you want to read that paperwork in case you get those. You'll want to tell the doctor that you had a side effect, and he can do or she whatever he's going to do. Lower your dosage, change it, whatever. But it's real important. Yeah. And, of course, you can overdose with a lot of those pills, Kevin.
Yeah. First thing you do is ask your doctor for the insert and read it before you take it. And I bet you a lot of people won't, after they read what's in the insert, they won't take what's that pharmaceutical, because it's scary. It can do, you know, there's 15 different things that it can do to you, you know?
Well, sure. The other reason to read it carefully, Kevin, is, and I found this with my good buddy, former teammate Joe. He was on, when he moved into my house, just a deathly ill man. He was on 13 prescriptions, 13 different ones. And he went to the doctor one last time just after he moved in with me, and he came home with three new ones. And Joe was lazy when it came to reading. He didn't like reading. He wouldn't read. And he asked me if I had that book and would I look these up and are they okay for him to take. Well, two out of the three weren't, Kevin. They contraindicated with two others that Joe was taking. And so for your own safety, I mean, doctors and pharmacists are only human beings, and they're very busy. So people make mistakes. And
absolutely.
Some people believe, Kevin, that doctor-prescribed drugs are the leading cause of death today. They're never been tested more than one at a
time.
Here's
one of them.
Every clinical study is one drug at a time.
Yeah, I'm one of them. I think doctors kill, they're either number one or number three cause of death in America, you know?
Well, that's generally believed, and you know, in their defense, they didn't make the pharmaceuticals. They didn't create the drugs. And the manufacturers do warn us of the potential side effects and adverse reactions. So it's not like the information isn't there to be paid attention to. And by God, I'll tell you this at this point, and I never will go on a pill. I've told you that many times, Kevin. But if I were, I would sure as hell read everything provided to me and make sure that then if something was going wrong, I would know it to report to the doctor. Or if I was having a any kind of reaction that was adverse, you know, that could act accordingly. Because if you don't, I've heard so many people over the years, Kevin, at lectures and whatnot, that these pills, they make me feel this and make me feel that in a negative way. And it always makes me wonder, you know, whatever pills you're on, have they warned you about that? And have you not told your doctor?
Right.
You know, so that's why it's so important, Kevin, because there is risk with natural medicines, natural formulas like Strauss's. Health Canada determined over 20 years ago there was no risk. So it's like you couldn't overdose on asparagus or rutabaga or sweet potatoes or nice cherries or good pears. None of it you could overdose on. Your body knows what to do with natural substances. You eat too much of something, you might go to the bathroom an extra time, right?
Yeah.
You don't have a reaction and even die because your body does know. Our body doesn't know really what to do with chemical substances, and we don't have any equipment for them, Kevin. There's no stainless tanks inside us or rubber hoses or anything like that. And so our liver and kidneys often catch the heck, and all the more reason, though, to cleanse them. It's safe. Just cleanse your organs. Strauss makes a wonderful kidney blood pressure formula that's just... You're taking that one, aren't you, Kevin?
I just ran out of it, but what a difference it made in my urine flow and going to bathroom. I used to go to the bathroom 3 times in a night, would get up, and now it's down to 1 because of that.
Perfect.
And now you just sent me the bladder and prostate stuff. I just started that about 10 days ago. And boy, it's doing something in there because I go to the bathroom, you know, 15 times a day or something like that. It's doing something. And I got an arthritic finger here that I could hardly bend. And within 10 days, 12 days of this, I can bend it.
That's fabulous. See, I never would have dreamed that had happened to you,
Kevin, I didn't dream
the Strauss heart drops would bring the hearing back to my left ear. I didn't think it was cholesterol. But you know what that really tells us, Kevin, though? And it's not the first time we've been surprised or heard other things that people were helped with by one of these formulas. The body, we're all connected, you see. Every cell is connected to every other cell. It's not just your left arm. It isn't just your neck. It isn't just your sinus or your heart or your head. It's all connected. And so it isn't surprising, really, is it, that people can get multiple good things happen taking good food, good natural formulas, supplements. It's just not surprising because everything connects. That's why we've got 50,000 miles of blood vessels in us, Kevin.
Yeah. The bladder and prostate, that has about 4 or 5 natural antibiotics in it. And when my finger started to work again, I looked up on the internet and saying, is arthritis treated with antibiotics? And they said, yes, absolutely. So that makes perfect sense that I had no idea that it was going to do. with all these natural antibiotics that are in the bladder and the prostate, that it would help the arthritis. It was shocking to me.
Well, maybe. Sure, and the kidney formula as well. I had the same great experience. It lowered my blood pressure, Kevin, about 23 years ago when I first took it, and then I was thrilled when Strauss brought that original formula back. I started mine, well, as soon as it was available, I think the 1st of February, and I'm probably halfway through my third bottle, and I am really pleased. I didn't know to expect anything. My blood pressure has stayed at 120 over 70 all these years. I'm very happy about that. Never gone up again. But I had the same experience, just getting up once through the night. Good, strong flow, which it wasn't so strong before I took the kidney blood pressure, Kevin. And,
absolutely.
And it took a while to empty my bladder, too, for the last 5 years, I'd say. It was kind of annoying at times.
You know what's annoying is waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and standing in front of the toilet, nothing comes out. That's annoying.
That's gone.
That's gone.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that, buddy. So another great product, of course, is the Strauss Heart Drops, then the newly returned original kidney blood pressure, and then there's this CardioCom. And that formula, Kevin, again, 22 or 3 years ago, I had irregular heartbeat. I had supraventricular tachycardia, and it was a one beat race, and it drove me crazy 24/7 because I felt every single, I thought it was a skipped beat. It wasn't. It was a one race beat, which left a bigger space between beats. You know, I thought it was skipping. It wasn't. It was racing by one beat. And anyway, I felt every one, and it used to, boy, I'd go to sleep with it at night. I'd wake up with it in the morning, and it for years, Kevin. And, so, you know, Western medicine's answer is some very heavy drugs that a cardiologist told me about. And then when I spoke to a pharmacist, it scared me off those. And then the pacemaker. And some of the great football players I've known didn't do too well with a pacemaker.
For the most part, you need a pacemaker because you don't have enough minerals in your body. That's a general rule right there.
The CardioCom fixed me in 3 months, Kevin. It took 5 months for my friend Joe, who had the wildest heartbeat I ever saw. There was no regularity to his irregular heartbeat. It was more like my goodness, I used to tell him it's like a pinball machine, or it's like a pump fluttering for water, you know, starved of water. And his was all over the place, his irregular heartbeat. So he was 5 months, but he was in pretty bad shape too, Joe was. And he was 5 months till his heartbeat became regular. I was 3 months. The other thing that formula does, the CardioCom, other than irregular heartbeat, is it's shown to repair damaged cells of the heart. It really supports our own body. All these products do, Kevin, supports our own body's functions to do what they're supposed to do, as opposed to like pharmaceuticals, which seek to alter or change your body's functions to deal with your symptoms. Natural things, including foods, they go to the heart of the problem. Minerals, foods, they go to the heart of the problem, not dealing with symptoms. Your body knows what to do with them, you see. So there's the huge difference. One seeks to change your body's functions or alter them. The other supports your body's own functions and organs to do what they're supposed to do.
Is Strauss coming out with anything new?
Yeah, I guess that bladder and the prostate, they're two separate formulas they're coming out with in liquid form. They had to, reapply for numbers because, as you know, they used to manufacture them in capsules. And these formulas, it's the original formula, same herbs and all, same proportions, but they're going to be in liquid like the other tinctures, Kevin. So that required a new approval number, I take it, or a health number. And I understand that's underway, and I have no idea when, but I think they were hoping by now. But the other thing with this COVID, Kevin, is that I think the government's backed up with all the departments, you know.
Absolutely.
People can't go
to work. They're all shut down, but they get paid.
Yeah, well, maybe we should have stayed in school and worked for the government, Kevin.
Yeah, isn't that a nice gig there, you know? How will we take 6 months off to get paid?
Or had a daddy or uncle that could have got us in, ain't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but back to the immune health. So, you know, Strauss Heart Drops, all of these cleansing formulas, Kevin, they support your body to do what it's supposed to do, what your organs and systems are meant to do. That's what these do. And you know, a cleanse, think of it as changing the furnace filter, the filters on the tractor or in your automobile or your van, trailer home. You got to change those filters or something's going to go wrong. And
yeah,
that's really the same case with our bodies, Kevin. They're incredible machines, these human bodies are. It's just unbelievable to me, really. But, you know, we don't all live a perfect, healthy life. We're exposed to things. You know, by God, me and my dad, we were exposed to asbestos and every chemical there was in those days. Boiler chemicals in the steamships and lead-based paints and mercury in the ballast systems, liquid mercury. Remember as kids in school, I don't know what age you are. I forgot, Kevin. But we used to play with mercury in the
absolutely.
In grade school. We'd try and push it around the desk. It was the oddest material, wasn't it?
It was. It was. Yeah. The teacher would give everybody a little drop of mercury. They'd put in a little cup or whatever it is, and it was crazy. Now they'd have everybody.
We'd have been off if we hadn't played with that mercury, Kevin. But thank God we didn't taste it or drink it, or we'd be gone.
It's crazy.
So, you know, back to the good health, the natural health, that's the best thing we can do is to avoid. You know what they say, Kevin, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
There's the music, Wayne. There's the music, Wayne.
We all
got to move on. Yeah, we're all done.
Great
talking
God bless
to you, my friend.
And see you next time.
Yeah, absolutely. See you next time. And we'll be back tomorrow, Dan and I, for the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.